don't all resolve. So that brings us to MRI, which I think most people would agree is the most reliable way to assess response to neoadjuvant therapy. And the majority of the data we have from MRI comes from a variety of small single-institution studies, which report sensitivities for cancer detection of 71 to 100%, specificities from 50 to 100%, and correlations with the pathologic extent of residual disease that are routinely higher than that seen with mammography, ultrasound, and physical exam, but still with a very wide range. Now, one of the things MRI starts to give us is some functional assessment of tumor so that if you have a cancer that enhances preoperatively and you lose that enhancement, it certainly does indicate that some response has occurred, but it still doesn't viably exclude residual tumorness. And I think what we are really waiting for is the era of an improvement in functional imaging that can reliably tell us what's dead and what's alive.